This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. It doesn't sit right with my soul. That's kind of been a fun theme we've been playing with on The Brett Show lately, where you're getting something off your chest that's just not sitting right with you. Like when I threw a sick burn at Abby and then immediately felt bad, and she did the same thing to Kristen and also felt bad right away. Now, we're all good and that was all in good fun, but sometimes you're not quite ready to confront your problems head on and you need someone to talk to. And while we love talking to you guys about your drama, sometimes it's above our pay grade and you need a professional to give you advice. I've been to therapy, and there's something so freeing about unloading your problems on a therapist that has your back and you know is there to help you. And that's where BetterHelp comes in. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/BurtShow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/BurtShow.
I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights make it spicy. My margaritas make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
The Burt Show.
Let's check in with our peeps. It's Monday morning. Abby, how was your weekend?
So wonderful. I didn't see a single human other than the people in my Pilates class.
Really?
I know.
So you didn't go outside the apartment, go hang anywhere. Cinco de Mayo was yesterday. All your young friends calling you and going, let's celebrate. And you said no.
I said no. I'm staying in my apartment. Leave me alone. And that's exactly how I spent my weekend. So I'm geared up and ready for the very busy weekend I have ahead. It's called balance, and it's something I'm trying out. So, yeah, it was a very boring weekend of me just sitting around watching Bridgerton for the 50th time and going on walks.
All right, let me know about this balance thing. See how it works out for you, okay?
I shall.
I've been trying for a long time. Mo, how you doing?
I'm great, man. It was a good weekend for me. I didn't do much either. I really just kicked it for the most part. Saw the Canelo fight with my friends. But honestly, this whole weekend was flooded with me talking about these hip-hop beefs with all my friends.
Yeah, we're going to get into that later on.
That took over my life this weekend. That's really all we were doing.
I couldn't keep up with it, man.
No one can. It's insane at this point. It's hard for anybody to keep up with it.
I think I made a pretty good Caucasian analogy a couple of months ago when I said this is like wrestling now. I mean, it's verbal wrestling.
Hip hop has genuinely become wrestling for the last month of life. But I'm here for it. I love every piece of it.
How you doing, Kristen?
I'm all right. I'm hanging in there.
You weren't feeling so great over the weekend.
No. So whatever funk Jimmy was battling with on Thursday night, Friday morning, he so kindly passed it on to me.
Aww.
And so kids, if you don't have one or you don't know, they're germs. They'll have something. They'll have it for 24 hours, sometimes not even that long, and then they bounce back and they're fine. But when they give it to you, they give it to you.
Mine, I told you guys on Friday, was going to just be wrapped up in soccer, and it was. Friday night, Hollis's school team won, so they are one game away from going to state again.
Nice.
Which would be over the weekend, so we'll see how that goes Wednesday night. He's already talking about state. I'm like, you got one game, dude. Don't think you're going to state yet. Focus on Wednesday, okay? And then Atlanta United, where I sat with Jackson on Saturday night, which was really fun.
Yeah, that was a good time.
Didn't even realize he was going to be there. Oh, my God, that guy looks like Jackson. It is Jackson! So that was pretty much it, but it was a fun weekend. All right, Jackson, ethical or unethical hacks in life?
Yes. Now, I've started this segment of fun facts and life hacks with Jax, and this one we're going to take a little bit of a moral turn on. These are not necessarily, well, some of them are bordering on unethical, potentially illegal. I'm not telling you to do these. I'm just telling you about them. Okay.
And then we will weigh in as to whether we would utilize them in our lives.
Yes.
And ethics is like art. No. Everybody's going to see it just a little bit differently.
It's subjective.
It's subjective.
It is a bit subjective. Exactly. And I've organized these to get progressively more iffy. So, you know, take them as you will. First off, do you love going to the movies but hate those pesky movie theater prices?
Absolutely.
Most of them offer free refills on large popcorn. So what you're going to do is you're going to go to the trash can. You're going to pick up. Hang on. Stay with me. You're going to pick up a large popcorn. And you're going to rip part of the bag. You're going to go up to the concessions, ask for a refill, but you say, hey, the bag's ripped. I need a refill. Can I have a new bag?
Mm-hmm.
Boom. Free popcorn.
Here's why I don't feel this one is unethical. They did a list of like the 1,000 items in the country that are overpriced.
They're marked up.
And the number one was movie popcorn. They buy it for like 5 cents and they sell it to you for like $3.50. I got no beef with this one at all. Zero.
Ethical.
Because you're not taking money necessarily away from those that are producing the movies, et cetera, et cetera. So I got no problem with this one.
Let me argue against these then. That's theft, right? So that movie theaters make their money off concessions, not ticket sales. So when you steal the popcorn like that, you're actually taking out of the minimum wage workers' pockets because they are not going to be getting bonuses because of a loss on inventory.
Well, that's not fun.
There you go.
That's not fun at all.
I no longer have an opinion.
Yeah. What Cassie said.
I'm taking fun facts with Jax and making it Cassie the Killjoy.
Don't shoot the messenger, all right? If you need to meet the minimum order amount for free shipping on a website that has free returns, just buy more and then return the rest.
It's such a hassle, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a hassle. But sometimes they charge a lot for the shipping, you know?
Yeah, I get it. But I mean, I will order something and I will never wear it. But because I'm so, I don't know if it's a lazy thing. I don't know what it is, but it takes every ounce of my being to return something.
I can't even remember exactly what the item was, but what was it I saw last week on my tab, which was a convenience fee? What the hell is a convenience fee?
Sounds inconvenient.
Yeah. It's very convenient for them.
Right? Inconvenient for my wallet.
Uh-huh. All right. Allegedly, there's no law against this of who you actually put down as your job reference. And so buy a burner phone and use yourself as your own reference when applying for jobs.
Okay. It's working within the system.
Yeah, you could talk yourself up a lot more than probably a lot of other people can.
Yes, it's true.
Keep business cards of people that you don't like in your car. And if you ever hit someone in a parking lot, just write sorry on the back of it and put it on their windshield.
No.
Unethical.
Yeah, that one's toeing a line for sure. Tired of bad drivers in your neighborhood and speeding and driving recklessly? Just print a picture of a random kid and put some flowers next to it and people will sure slow down.
Oh, man.
You know what? If it saves lives, it saves lives.
I just feel like that's bad karma. That's like sitting in a wheelchair, bad karma.
You're asking for something bad to happen, which people do, all the time. All right, let's see. Whenever you start a new job, always say that you have four alive grandparents. That way you always have four excuses to get out of work.
The Burt Show.